coming in at 9.0 on the Richter scale and crashing straight through the bathroom scale, here they are again, the hosts of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, Cliff and Kendall.
Just can't even make it to the intro. You are not in control.
Hello?
Action. Is anyone listening?
I want some action. I want to live. I love the nightlife. I love to boogie.
I love to boogie.
Kendall, do you love to boogie?
Oh, God, I love it, Cliff.
I do.
If by boogie, you mean eating at a buffet.
I mean eating a boogie load of buffet rolls.
You got it.
I do love to dance. Obviously, I'm so fat, but I do like to. Our old friend, Rayanne, who does our voice announcings. What was the word I was looking for?
The
voice announcing, as opposed to I do the body announcing. Whenever I am coming near, you can hear thump, thump.
I hear some thump, announcing. Thump.
It's like, oh, I hear Cliff's body announcing itself. But anyway, Rayanne and I, we would dance and cut a rug up there on the floor. And
you know,
it was so much fun.
Dance.
I would, you know, in another life, if I had been 50 pounds lighter, I'd be like a go-go dancer at a bar.
Oh, I know you would too.
Sorry, I'm going to say 150 pounds lighter.
Keep going.
If I was only 50 pounds lighter, I would go and watch the dancers.
You're like, oh, I'd really like to lose 50 pounds. Cliff, no, you know, your priorities change as you get older.
Tell us about it.
And fatter.
Yeah.
The only thing I ever really enjoy or want out of life is just to go home and take my pants off.
Oh, yeah.
That is the best joy of my life now. It's just like, oh my God, I'm home and I'm just sitting down. I'm comfortable.
You're the dad on the Goldbergs.
Yes.
As soon as you walk into the hotel room, off come
now,
the trousers.
No. I don't mean like walking around with my underwear on, but I mean like putting on some pajamas or something. Like your pants, your stuffy, awful, like too small for you pants are finally coming off.
Well, I am so hot, meaning my temperature is high, that when I get back to the hotel room, I just take it all off and get into the underwear. And because nobody's in there with me.
Who cares?
What do I care? And I turn the air conditioner on.
Madonna doesn't
care. Stand over it. Well, I know Madonna doesn't care. Now, you said you weren't going to say anything because you didn't want to get me started, but here you go.
No, because look, I thought we have our notes here from our writers about the cats and dogs episode we're supposed to do today.
This is the truth about cats and dogs, finally.
But I thought, I don't know if we're ever going to get to any of these because I figured this would be a whole show about the new Madonna album.
I was going to go track by track. Telling you exactly, there's only 15 on the extended edition. You have to get this, by the way, Madam X, the new groundbreaking masterpiece, just released.
I love you got it displayed right next
by Madonna.
To you.
I do. I need it. It gives me inspiration. And I was really thinking, because you know how much you and I look forward to like Christmas Eve, right?
Uh-huh.
On a normal year. Well, bitch, I've had 37 Christmas Eves, and there have only been like 15 Madonna albums. So I thought, Cliff, you have got to live it up. And so that's why I've not been shy about telling the cab drivers, look, here's Madam X, just put it in and press play. And it's so incredible. I am truly, astounded. What an artist you have to be to even... surprise and intrigue even your most diehard fans for you to give them something that they don't always expect. It's like people when they tune into this show, they're expecting just garbage, and occasionally they're like, wow.
And if you're not expecting, I'm sorry to break it to you.
Once in a while, they listen like, oh my God. Cliff and Kendall really switched it up. That show was not total garbage.
Oh, God, I hope people have that thought.
And now, and when I go to Madonna, I expect brilliant genius, and that's what it is. But it's like nothing else that she's ever done before. It's almost like a soundtrack to a movie or something. It's about this a character. Oh, now listen. Okay, it is so global, all right? Because it's about, she really has...
You're interrupting yourself to tell another...
You were about to say something, I saw your mouth puff up. And I thought, before his mouth puffs all the way up and words come out, I have to stop it. But no, she's sort of playing this character, Madam X, who's, you know, goes around the world bringing light to dark places, right? Mm-hmm. And does that, or does that not, sound like people on a ride tour? Because it truly is. It's got different languages. It's got collaborations with people from different countries and different continents. And it's the ultimate...
Global.
It is global, like a ride tour. Uh-huh. And it really is the ultimate rejection of any sort of ridiculous idea that one sort of people or one land is, you know, to be held above all the rest or anything stupid like that. Mm-hmm. It's just like the Rye Tour has taught us repeatedly, and we keep trying to tell the listeners who can't go on a Rye Tour, is, you know, just what we've seen is just that people are the same all over the world, and every man is our brother and our friend.
Yeah, I mean, if you really listen to Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn talk about Rye,
mm-hmm.
the way she talks about Rye, when I'm done listening to her talk about it, I'm like, we all have to come together and just be loving, yes, and bring kindness and love to the world.
Because the thing about Rye is, because the Rye is here on Earth, and it's not here for just one group or one person or one type of people. This rye, it grows from the soil and sprouts to the same sun for anybody that plants it.
It's meant for anyone.
It's for all of us. And yet, you're exactly right. That is the tone she really captures. And it's the tone Madam X captures on the new Madonna album. And later, maybe I can go through track by track. Maybe we'll save that for next week. We'll see. Maybe just not do any segments. Just go track by track. All 15. Next week, maybe Madam X only.
Get your popcorn, listeners.
Get your popcorn.
Which,
speaking of Kendall, sorry, gotta interrupt you.
I'm just gonna sit back over here.
God, no. This is, I'm trying not to, you know, I'm sure I have a lot more to say about Madam X later. I don't want to shoot the whole wad here, beginning of the show. But I want to tease, because I am gonna play here in just a few minutes my new summertime single. I've got a single I'm dropping.
Ooh.
Playing it.
I was not aware of this big drop.
Well, I didn't, you know, I knew you knew I was working on something because you could hear me singing and singing through the hotel room walls.
But I'm used to that.
But you didn't know it was a new single coming out so quickly.
I'm excited about that.
The digital age, you got to get it out quick.
I'm excited, and you to be following so closely behind Miss Madam X herself. So, Cliff, the funniest thing happened. I'm talking to Susan on the phone.
And right? She was talking about Madam X.
It's coming. All right. It's coming. So, you know, just cranking up the long distance bill.
Right.
And she said, oh, did you hear a new Madonna album came out? And I said, yeah. And she said, you heard a new Madonna album came out? And I said, yeah. She said, how do you know a new Madonna? I said, that's all I've heard about for the last 3 weeks. I said, you do know I regularly record a episode of a famous podcast weekly with Cliff. Yeah. I was like, of course, that's all I've heard about. And she thought it was the funniest thing. She's like, of course you know Madonna album's coming out.
You have heard multiple singles released.
Then we had a whole episode where I was like, is it coming out? Is it not? I'm confused. Like, I'm usually confused.
Listen, listeners, run, don't walk. I was in such a bad place.
Oh, God.
I went early. Kendall was still asleep on Friday when the album came out. I had to go to 3 goddamn Targets in the Falkland Islands to get...
Were they all sold out?
First one I went to... Oh, let me tell you really quickly. Only the highlights. First one I went to, they had a place for it, but apparently their shipment of whatever, all the new stuff coming out on Friday, had not come in yet.
Uh-huh.
Not, Madonna plus whatever else came out. And so they had a place for it, and I was like, surely you have not sold out every copy.
Go get this from the back.
I'm sure. That's what I thought. I thought, it's just not out yet. But I found some idiot that worked there, and he said, oh, they just haven't sent it. I don't know. And so I thought, calm down, Cliff. It's okay. I mean, of course, I had the digital download, but I wanted the physical copy.
Yeah.
And so, but I went to the next Target a little while over, and this Target had the most pathetic music section. And I know where
it's
we are.
Sad these days.
I know where we are in terms of digital music. I realize, I get it. But this music section was as though the manager from corporate, you know, Jan, called. And Jan called the manager of the store, Michael, and said, I'm coming. That music section better be set up. And it was like they threw a tablecloth over like the end of like half of a, it was like a low rack. It was bizarre. Nothing had a sticker next to it. It's like all just sat up weird places. So very upsetting to people like me. And I could tell like nothing new was there. It was all weird stuff. But finally, the third one I went to, there it was. Yes, the first several copies in the stack looked like they had been, you know, dropped on the floor and run over a few times. But I reached back and found one, and the Hulu driver that was outside, Ubu, what is it called? Uber driver. That I keep calling him, I thought, Hulu's here. And people are like, what?
Like you're watching television?
You were the Handmaid's Tale. But no, but finally, and the Uber driver, he put it right in, and we jammed the whole way back to the hotel. It is amazing. It is better than Christmas. It's like five or six Christmases at once. It's a once in a lifetime kind of thing. Go now, ye listening to this.
That's the 11th commandment. Cliff, I was just having an epiphany while we were doing the show. And you can cut this out if it's rambling on too much.
Okay.
But we should do a new segment called Cliff Notes.
Uh-huh.
And like it's like we don't do it all the time. It's just like a segment that's fun that you can like recap what happened in the show real quick. It's like, oh, here are the Cliff Notes. And you're like, Kendall said this. That was real funny. That didn't work out. I mean, I don't know if we'd even remember what happened. Would that be fun?
I like it. I feel like it would be a lot like just what happened before, where I said, listeners, tune in. They expect garbage.
Well, how about some more? Some more garbage.
Our show is like if you open up the garbage sack and it's got, you know, got the coffee grounds, the orange peels, all that kind of, you know, eggshells.
Well, you know, one person listened to our show.
Who?
The Grinch. He loves garbage.
Oh, you're right. Now, Kendra, have we even said where we are other than the Falkland Islands?
I don't think we have.
I have. Well, I keep wanting to turn on Mad Max, but
it's a different kind of opera tonight.
It's a different kind. We are at the Falkland Island Opera House.
And what a grand opera house it is.
Bleh.
Oh, did you hear that echo?
Ooh. Sorry. I don't think they could hear that outside the booth, luckily, because the opera is going on. But we're in the lobby. And even this lobby, though, is so ornate.
Oh, it's gorgeous. I didn't know they had such ornate opera houses on the Falkland Islands.
Who knew?
Goodness, did I hear you say you didn't know? They have such a thing. Of course, the Falkland Islands.
Very well known for the ornate opera houses. Oh,
yes, dear. Do you remember when we were younger, dear? We used to come to these opera houses all the time here on Falkland Island.
I dreamed of it as a young boy in Bushelltown. My Uncle Pepperoni would say, if you want to see a really ornate opera house, you've simply got to go to the Falkland Islands, boys.
Well, I think he was right.
Of course he was.
Well, what are you guys up to? What's
happening? I mean, I know we had to rent these tuxedos, and I'm sorry my collar is already turned brown from all of the sweat.
Oh, dear, I thought it was makeup.
Oh, no, Kendall's one got makeup on because he had a big pimple on his neck there.
Well,
and so I thought I'd give him a little cover-up, but of course, we bounced, we were in the car, and we either bounced or I was just dancing to Madame X, I can't remember.
Or a little bit of both.
A little bit of both.
Oh, dear, isn't the Madame X record album wonderful, dear?
Oh, these newfangled record albums, I don't know if that's what they call music these days. Whatever happened to Glenn Miller and his wonderful orchestra girl?
Oh, dear, we have to enjoy the past tense and the present, dear.
That's
Cliff
right.
And I were listening to the CD earlier, dear, it was wonderful. She's a wonderful artist.
It is wonderful. And, you know, speaking of the past and the present, RuPaul, he said, if you are standing with one foot in the future and one foot in the past, then you're pissing on the present.
Amen.
Oh,
yeah, that's a very astute observation.
Please, don't talk about such bathroom matters on the air.
Oh, dear, it was a very deep sentiment.
It was very deep, but a trifle too yellow for my taste.
little yellow.
Well, so now we're here at the opera, and it is, and you look lovely. This tiara. This did you just have this tiara with you? As and the, I mean, I know you had those opera gloves. With
well,
you.
Dear, it was a terrible story. I had my number one most beautiful tiara I owned, dear, and I tarnished it, dear. I packed it wrong, dear. So this is my backup.
Oh, it was terribly tarnished. Oh, dear. Oh no.
We have to stop at the drugstore to get some of that tarnish removed.
Oh yes, sugar lump. And we got to add that to the list.
Crockpot! Oh, dear, she's not here.
Oh, no. And I didn't even tell the listeners. Okay, so Crockpot, of course, she's... Listen, everybody's just having these troubles.
Oh, there's so many troubles.
Crockpot, she, of course, had this terrible, tonsillitis, had her tonsils removed. Oh. And we thought she was on the mend. She was getting better. And then one day, she had this little bit of a tickle in her throat, and she went back to the hospital, because she's like, this doesn't feel right. And... turns out one of the doctors who performed her tonsillectomy, they'd accidentally left their cell phone in Crockpot's throat.
It was terrible.
It got sewn up back in there, and it was just receiving all these calls. It's one of the new iPhones with this incredibly long battery life. And so she went back to the hospital. It's been a whole thing. She's still healing. She's in the hospital now.
You know, for days, I kept hearing this like damn sound, and I thought it was a phone. And I would look everywhere, and I thought, am I hearing things? It was coming from her.
I thought it was her stomach growling to the tune of that new Katy Perry song. But it turns out it was the doctor's phone.
It dear, was an awful mix-up. I'm so glad that she's on the mend.
Oh, yes. But, Sugarlum, you're going to do such a good job here when this intermission begins and you give your wry speech to these opera goers.
Dear, I'm so nervous to give such a wry speech at such a wonderful opera house.
Oh, this is really your crowd, though, girl.
Yes, you're going to do amazing. Oh, yeah. You know you will.
Now, and you let me know if it turns into one of those situations where you need me to, you know, do a little music number to wrap up.
I'll be sure to give you a signal if I need such an appropriate thing, dear.
If you need that, if you feel the need for it, give me the Carol Burnett ear tug, okay?
Okay, dear, I'll make sure I do.
I'll be looking for it. Kendall, help me watch.
Oh, I will. We'll get a big sign.
Maybe you get out your binoculars.
That's what I meant.
That's what you meant? Big sign, binoculars, all the same.
I tried to make it.
Oh, dear, we've got to go. I want some of that delicious opera cotton candy before the vendor closes.
Dear, that sounds like a wonderful idea.
Oh, yes.
And I want to get some peanuts, too.
Oh, peanuts and cotton candy. I love the opera.
I love it, dear. Oh. The fuck with us, it's the best.
Well, I'm kind of excited to see this raw speech. It's going to be wonderful.
It's going to be good. Now, Kendall, we teased earlier that you would hear more about Madam X, and you will. I want to say...
you were about dogs and cats?
I was. That was just a joke. That was one of those misleading little pranks.
Oh, wasn't ever.
I want to know the truth. The real straight dope about the cats and the dogs.
Well, Cliff, you know that I love dogs.
Ah, yeah.
You know it.
I know it.
I'm actually thinking I'm getting another one in the next couple of days. Susan and I are adopting another dog.
Where is she? Did she find it on one of her business trips?
Yes, she did. She like walked up to her.
Followed her home?
Yeah, and she said, oh, he's so cute. She said, his name is Yoda. And I said, well, love him, we will. Yes. We're changing it.
No, you won't. It'll be Yoda forever.
No, we're changing it. But she said, so we're going through the adoption process. It's going to be wonderful. Anyway.
Don't let him come to your house.
Oh, they're coming.
Oh, shit.
They're coming. Better hide all the photography of my fat, obese self. Like, look at this obscene fat person.
Well, when we were in college, it was very in vogue to take nudes of yourself and artful black and white.
Well, you know, I love them.
I mean,
some of my early photography.
When I did, you know, I turned those one into our black and white photography class. And they're like, what is this, deflated Macy's Thanksgiving parade balloon? What? I was like, no, it's my body.
It's art.
It's art. And the teacher, she said, maybe don't take any more pictures of yourself naked in black and white anymore.
Yes, she did, Cliff. Oh, did you know?
Yeah, what?
Speaking of pets, I mean dogs and cats.
Dogs and cats.
Did you know
cats and dogs.
Heartbeat beats twice as fast almost as humans.
Nothing I can say. Total eclipse of a cat's heartbeat. Twice as fast, you say?
Make the heart race.
Double time.
I think cats are little aliens.
Cats are little aliens. Kitten,
Kendall.
I'm trying out a new nickname for you on this cat and dog show. either kitten or something like that. Kendall, did you know President Bill Clinton's cat Sox was a media darling during those years and was said to receive more fan letters than even Billy Boy himself?
What a darling.
What a darling. You say, what a dog that cat was.
What?
You're not going to believe this.
I maybe won't.
What did I just call you?
Kitten.
A group of kittens is called a what?
A Kindle.
A Kindle. Like,
are you fucking kidding me?
Like the Barnes & Noble Kindle.
So now I have to say that your reaction was well worth what you just saw.
Right.
I was like, what could it possibly make him jump up that quickly about a cat and dog fact?
I don't know. Isn't that crazy? See, you thought I was overreacting. I would probably underreact.
You did underreact. I think we should take that again.
What? Who?
Did you know that it takes 18 muscles to move a dog's ear? You know how they just like listen around? They're just moving all over the place listening for sounds. It means they can pinpoint a sound that no human can hear.
It takes 18 muscles to move a dog's ear.
What do you get?
Another day older and...
the sound of regret.
Yeah, that's it. Woof. Kendall, speaking of...
kittens.
Cats. If they're fighting, you know, everybody loves a cat fight.
Ooh.
If cats are fighting, the cat that's hissing is the more vulnerable one.
Really?
Yeah, so think about that. If a cat, I guess maybe if a cat hisses at you, it just feels vulnerable.
Oh.
Whoa.
So sad.
Did you ever get scared of a cat hissing at you?
Yes, of course I did.
I did when my...
thought they were about to attack.
Yeah, one of the, like, my dad used to take me a few times over to what would be my stepmother's apartment.
Uh-huh.
And she had a cat, and oh, it terrified me because it just hissed. And I thought, it is going to steal my breath. It is going to claw my eyes
out.
That was the least of my worries.
No, I know. But I also, like, relate that to Halloween, like black cats going. So it kind of brings back good memories.
Oh, now here's something I can really identify with. When your cat sticks his butt in your face, he's doing so as a gesture of friendship.
Oh. It's like, well, hello.
Well, hello. Kendall, kittens in the same litter can have more than one father. Did you know that?
Ooh.
That's because the female cat releases multiple eggs over the course of a few days when she's in heat and just spreading it around.
And she's just growing a whole bunch of different babies.
Oh, that's what they say. That's well, the medical term.
Cliff, you know, a group of kittens is a Kindle, but you know what a group of cats is?
What is a group of cats?
A clowder.
I was going to say a McFlurry.
Oh, I love a McFlurry.
A clowder.
Right, could really go for a McFlurry. Is it time for a segment?
Jesus, I hope
Or is it time for a Madonna song?
Let's see which one. Well, here, you said song. How about I debut my brand new summertime hit single?
Oh.
Right now.
Right Sadly. Now?
Ready?
Let's go.
Here we go. Kendall, I'm sorry. I really thought this tape was the one with my new single. This was another tape I made of the... this was a tape I made of the Give Me a Break theme song.
So you forgot it.
Well, it might still be in our rental car. I'll get it during the break.
Okay, okay. Well...
but luckily, the Give Me a Break theme song, again, it's Madam X level. It's one of the great pieces of music of all time.
I'm kind of sad it's not our theme song.
And you know that I know... I'm only speaking the gospel. I love that song.
Oh, I know you do. I know you were talking the gospel.
But I did say
and I give you an amen.
But my sorry, so just stay tuned. My single will come after the break.
All right. All right. Well,
what is it
in the
doing?
Meantime, what the food?
What? Oh, what the food? food.
It's time to play a little game. I like to play What the Food. That's what I like to call What the Food.
If you insist, sister.
Amen.
Kendall, here's a What the Food for you.
All right, hit me.
What fast food restaurant is credited with introducing the first modern-day drive-through window?
Drive-through window. Clip was that Wendy's?
It was Wendy's.
See, I know my fat food facts.
Were you there in 1970 when I
was the first customer.
They gave it they revealed the innovation.
I was the first person ever here. Can you pull to the first window, please?
Your spirit was there.
My spirit was there. Sure. And then I was reincarnated as another fat person.
Were you there when they gave my Lord a Frosty?
Cliff, what is the name of the evergreen shrub from which we get capers?
Capers.
Do you like capers?
I like Great Muppet capers.
Oh, no, I love me some capers.
I want to say the evergreen bush.
No, oh my God, you were so close. I wish you would have gotten it. The caper bush.
Oh. I thought, well, it's ageless and evergreen.
Yeah, that it is, Cliff.
Kendall, what did McDonald's restaurants first introduce in 1968?
1968. Oh, the Big Mac.
The Big Mac, you big bitch.
Oh, man, I'm getting this trivia today. That's good. Cliff, what recipe, first published 50 years ago, has been requested most frequently through the years by the readers of Better Homes and Gardens?
How to make your own homemade Skittles.
No.
No.
The recipe for hamburger pie.
Hamburger pie.
Doesn't that sound terrible?
I mean, not really. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know about hamburger pie.
I don't know. Kendall.
I don't know. Who knows?
Let's not judge another human.
Not judging another
as
human.
As Madamex tells us.
Doesn't sound good to me.
Kendall, how many herbs and spices make up the secret blend used on Colonel Sanders' most famous creation? His original KFC recipe.
I want to say it's either 16 or 18.
Say what you want.
Both are wrong.
That is correct. Kendall.
I got something else right.
Colonel Sanders. He first introduced the world to the taste of his original recipe, KFC chicken, in 1939. So it's some kind of anniversary. And it's featuring a secret blend of 11 herbs and spices.
See, and I remember, like, on the commercials, they would say a blend of 11 herbs and spices, but I couldn't remember exactly how many they said.
Well, today, Kendall, I'm surprised there's not a show about this. Security precautions protecting the Colonel's secret recipe would make even James Bond proud. It is locked away in a safe in Louisville, Kentucky, and only a handful of people have ever been allowed to even view the damn thing.
You think they didn't make a backup?
Probably not.
Cliff, what is the only essential vitamin not found in a white potato?
D.
No.
No?
You said that with such confidence, though. Vitamin A.
Should have started at the top.
You should have started at the top and worked your way down.
Started at the top and look where we are now. Kendall, what was the first fast food restaurant in China?
McDonald's?
No!
Burger King?
No! Want to keep going?
Papa John's?
No! KFC! Speaking of those 11 herbs and spices.
Really?
Big secret. Don't tell anybody if you know. Western-style fast food in China is a relatively recent phenomenon. It dates back only to 1987, when KFC opened in Beijing.
That's just about the time I was getting my first love handle.
Love handles.
Cliff, what staple is laced with up to 16 additives, including a plaster of Paris, to stay fresh?
To stay fresh, I'm talking about Twix bar.
No, Cliff, it's the best thing since sliced bread, because it is sliced bread.
Oh.
Bread has plaster fucking Paris in it.
Well, that's why it makes such a good adhesive. Happy Meal promotion.
The first Happy Meal promotion. Gumby.
No. You would love this. It was the promoting the Star Trek movie motion picture.
Oh, really? What was it? Do you know?
In December of 79. The packaging consisted of various images and games related to the film, as well as a comic strip adaptation of the film. Consumers had to buy numerous meals in order to complete the set.
Oh, but there was no toy?
Well, it was the very first one. Maybe they didn't know about toys.
It was a different time.
Different time back then. Kendall.
Well, speaking of time, Cliff, it was almost time for her big speech. We got to get in there.
Let's get in there and see. It's going to be so good.
All right, we'll be right back after this.
All right.
Hey, you. Don't worry. Cliff and Kendall will be right back.
See this cute little vial here? It's crack, rock cocaine, the most addictive form. You think it's the glamour drug of the 80s? Well, that's the point of this friendly little reminder. It can kill you. And if you've got to die for something, this sure as hell ain't it.
Crack cocaine. Don't even try it. The thrill can kill.
Welcome back to the show. I hope you're ready for fat people.
Should we start it?
Well, you wouldn't take your hand off my mouth.
While the songs
were playing, you had your hand over my mouth.
What do you mean? I mean, should we record the show? Shouldn't we push the button?
We are recording. Yes.
Oh, I thought you just wanted to rock out for a little while.
No, you had your hand over my mouth, so I couldn't talk.
That's because you always interrupt all the good stuff. So I thought, I just thought you wanted to rock. I thought you said, let's rock. And I assumed when you said that, you meant let's listen to some Madam X.
Well, it was good. Yes, absolutely. It was wonderful. I could see a whole dance routine the whole time to it. It was some good shit.
Listen, if you and Susan ever got on the same continent, You could burn up the dance floor with that.
I love it. We would take all the awards with that song.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so, no, sorry. I thought we just were rocking.
Well, I would be fine. Just play the rest of the album.
Yeah. Because you tend to like breathe heavily, which I'm trying to really meditate on the lyrics. It's, to me...
Well, breathing heavy is how I meditate.
It's, I thought it was just because you ate all those free opera donuts.
Well, they were so good. I do think it was a good idea to play that first song to Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Church entrance at the Opera House. It was a big hit.
They loved it. People were dancing.
Oh, and was it not such a wonderful speech? It went right with the music.
So good. I tell you, life imitates art, which imitates life, which imitates art.
It's a vicious circle.
Life is a circle.
Life is a circle. Life is a circle. Life is a circle.
Crazy.
Hey, Virginia, the circle of life.
And it moves us all.
Oh, my goodness, dear. I'm so glad you got to come in and hear the speech.
Didn't you love it, boys?
Oh, my God. Oh, I thought it was amazing.
Sugarlump, you really outdid yourself this evening.
Well, thank you, dear. You gave me such wonderful notes last night.
Well, I think it's just because if anybody is in their element at the opera, it's you. Mrs. Butter, 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 turns you.
Thank you, dear. Well, I'm so excited. I've got this new face mask, dear. It's in the shape of a doily, and it wraps around your ears, dear. It softens the face. I'm going to go put it on right away.
Oh, you're going to like to unwind?
Yes, dear, and I'm going to get a nice glass of sherry.
Oh, not too many sherries, dear.
Not just a small bit, dear.
Just a little bit. You know, we had a few too many sherries last night.
Oh, goodness, right, you dear. We just stayed up so late working on the speech.
Working on the speech, and we got it exactly right. Another great performance, dear.
Thank you, dear.
Well, thank you.
We stayed up late last night eating donuts.
I stayed up. Now, this is the truth. I stayed up eating donuts, and then... I slept today until 12:30.
Well, donuts will do that to you, dear.
Oh, yes, boss. I keep trying to tell you that all the donuts you eat are only harming you, boy.
I could really go for a good donut cover right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dear. We've got to go call the children and tell them what a success your speech was.
All right, dear. We'll call the children. I'll put my face mask on.
Oh, yes. And we've got to get word to Crockpot at the hospital.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Daddy. Oh,
well, Charles!
Speaking of Charles, I sent him earlier to get... I said, Cliff and Kendall, we're trying to eat better, mm-hmm. be more healthy.
Yes,
and
that's
stuff.
Our official yeah. stand.
And I said, go down the street to get us just something healthy, like just some carrots. Wouldn't that sound healthy?
It sounds
just
healthy,
some
yeah.
carrots.
Sounds wonderful.
And I sent him to go get some carrots for us. And he gave me out there at the break, right before I started playing the Madame X songs. He gave me what he got. And let me show you what he got.
Oh, God.
This is just insane. I sent him for carrots. And this is what he comes back
Carrot
with.
Carrot cake Oreos.
Can you believe this?
Well, see, when life gives you Oreos, Cliff, you don't question it. You eat them.
Well, life gave me bullshit. What am I supposed to do with that? Well,
put some Oreos on top of it.
So we have to eat them. He already bought them.
Yeah.
They don't.
Why not?
I don't think they allow you to return Oreos in
no,
the Falkland Islands.
It's a well-known fact. Mmm. Why don't you kick up another one of those Madonna songs?
Oh, while we're eating these cookies, I'll play my new single.
Thank God,
oh, okay.
I got
okay.
it out of the car. This has got to be it.
Oh, thank God, finally.
Yeah.
Give me a break again.
Well, you know how much I love it, so I made a lot of copies of it, and I finally found an acceptable one on YouTube, and I guess I should, the lesson is I should label my tapes.
Did you tape over your single?
No, oh no, I've got it, because I saw it today, and the tape started unspooling, I had to put a pencil in, wind it up.
Oh, well, I did see some pencils over there.
Yeah, so, I don't know, it's somewhere, I'll find it, don't worry.
Okay, well, we'll get back to that.
Alright, Kendall, I wanted to read you this review of our show that I found in this podcasting journal.
And oh, my goodness.
I knew it was a review of show. Well, you tell me. So I knew it was a review of our show just from the headline. It says, gloriousness and wretchedness. Life is glorious, but life is also wretched. It is both. Approaching the gloriousness inspires us, encourages us like Madam X. Cheers us up, gives us a bigger perspective, and energizes us. We feel connected, but if that's all that's happening, we get arrogant and start to look down on others. And there's a sense of making ourselves a big deal and being real serious about it, wanting to be like that forever. The gloriousness becomes tinged by craving and addiction. On the other hand, wretchedness, life's painful aspect, softens us up considerably. Knowing pain is a very important ingredient of being there for another person. When you are feeling a lot of grief, like when people listen to this show, you can look right into somebody's eyes because you feel you haven't got anything to lose. You're just there. The wretchedness humbles us and softens us. But if we were only wretched, we would all just go down the tubes. We'd be so depressed, discouraged, and hopeless that we wouldn't have enough energy to eat an apple, let alone a whole container of carrot cake Oreos. Gloriousness and wretchedness need each other. One inspires us, the other softens us up. They go together. And well, I guess that is not a review of our show, but I assumed that it was. It's in some Buddhist newspaper.
Oh, well, that's the same thing.
It's the same. I thought for sure gloriousness and wretchedness.
And they must have been psychic because they knew about the carrot cake Oreos.
That's true. That's true. It just is funny. Life is a circle, everybody.
Life is a circle. Life is a circle. Life is a circle.
Oh, just as circular as these carrot cake Oreos.
Oh, yeah. This tastes really like it, too.
But better.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Cliff, don't you think we should not just help ourselves to these Oreos, but help others?
I always think so, Kendall. Of course.
Let's help some people, damn it. You've got questions. We've got answers.
Dear Cliff and Kendall.
Let's help some people. I got a letter.
Alright, you read it because I just read that whole review.
I know. It's about time I read something.
It's about time.
Alright. Dear Cliff and Kendall, my husband and I live in a nice home in the desert southwest with an in-ground pool and guest house. Our friends and relatives from back east have an open invitation to visit whenever they want. We enjoyed these visits up until recently. The problem is their ever-present compulsion to be connected to an electronic device. We are not yet retired, but in the past, we didn't mind looking or taking a few days off to spend time with folks who came all the way out here and spend a few days with us. But it seems like nowadays our guests just have their noses pointed at the phone and computer most of the time. When they're here, they have actually missed the beauty of our whole area that we live in, and we are missing work to show them because they are otherwise engaged. Is there a pleasant way to ask them to disconnect for a bit while we are enjoying their visit, or should I just get in the grumpy old lady line? I want our visitors to have a good time, but I find this behavior especially rude, and it's almost done in Southwest Bushelltown.
And of course I play that clip from the new classic Madonna Madam X album. It's a song called Bitch I'm Loca. To say that yes, this bitch who wrote this letter is loca. But aren't we all loca? And yes, the people are, they're just glued to the phones. And if you're not listening to our show, then I don't know why. But do you see that? Do you find that even like with it just that you're with people and they're on the phone a lot.
Yeah. All the time. Nobody's really paying attention to anybody anymore.
Not anymore.
That's why I'm glad we stopped. We put our devices down and we do this show, Cliff.
That is right. I love that about us.
We helped them.
We helped them again. Another in the helped pile. Let's see. More? Do you have more truth about cats and dogs?
Oh, do you have?
Did I read one?
No, you did.
I didn't.
Uh-oh. Here's your letter over here. I think I sat on it.
Well, you know what I got to say to that.
Madonna, Maluma.
Bitch, I'm loca.
Ella loco, loco.
Bésame la boca.
I'm one loca bitch too.
Bitch, you are loca.
Let's see. Where would I be if I was a deer? Cliff, oh, there you go.
I just opened it.
Oh, here it is. You said it right in front of me. Sorry, that's why I didn't see it.
Sorry, it was right next to the Oreos and you couldn't see past
it. I couldn't. I'm still, you got here, you gotta move those. I can't, I guess.
Here,
I'm
I'll take one more as I move it away.
Okay. This says, Dear Cliff and Kendall, I'm a single male in my late 20s. I live in a tree-lined subdivision that borders on a common grounds wooded area with a running path, and my bathroom has two windows, each one a foot wide and 6 feet high. Since the bathroom faces the wooded area, I never felt...
You should have.
I never felt it was important to close the blinds while getting dressed in the morning. The other day, Cliff and Kendall, oh my god, I can't believe this. The other day, I found a videotape in my mailbox, along with a short, non-threatening note, apparently from one of my neighbors. It read, "Thanks for the show, and for giving me a reason to get up on time every morning to run. I'm not asking you to stop. I just thought you'd like to know how easy it is to see you in the morning when it's dark out. See you tomorrow, Ha ha ha. Cliff and Kendall, my problem isn't the embarrassment of someone seeing me in the nude with my hardened boner wagging about. It goes beyond that. Kendall and Cliff, this video was not brief. It was 27 minutes long. It started the moment I turned on my bathroom light, which means this neighbor sat outside waiting for me and must have been just inches away from my window, as you rarely see the vertical blinds. The video covers my whole morning routine, from emptying the old bladder, brushing the old teeth, shaving the old pubes, and whacking one out in the shower. This video was
a video.
This was a video that was not shot from a distance. Kendall and Cliff, there were close-ups that filled the television screen. I am very uncomfortable and worried about security and what my neighbor could do with a copy of a tape like this. I'm a new homeowner here and don't want to get talked about around the neighborhood. Cliff and Kendall, what should I do? And that's signed, Spied On, in the South Bushelltown suburbs.
Get a restraining order. I think if somebody's filming you nude and sending you videos of it, that's, if it's bothering you, that's grounds for...
divorce.
Legal action.
Don't drop the legalese.
You're the lawyer.
Or you could also... You could put some blinds or a curtain.
Well, yeah, in the future, of course, but it's the past experience we're worried about.
Kendall, I don't know who said it, but if you have a foot in the
future
and a foot in the past, you're pissing on the present. And if you're pissing on the present, odds are your neighbor has a video of it. But no, what I want to say is the reason I was astonished reading this video is because, reading this letter about the video was over the weekend in my hotel room. I took a Mad Max break and I watched a movie on Amazon Prime called Lost Highway. And it's a David Lynch movie starring Bill Pullman and Patricia Arquette. And a plot device in the movie is they repeatedly get videotapes of their home left on their doorstep. And then they, of course, get progressively like more intrusive and bizarre and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's basically that letter.
Yeah, so, hey, it's only going to get worse.
Have we mentioned life is a circle?
Life is a circle. Life is a circle.
Everybody, it's so funny.
And we're just spinning so fast. I'm starting to get sick.
Oh, Look over. This has got to be the tape. Here's my single.
Oh,
it's in my seat over here. Well, got down in between there, and here's the remote control too.
Well, put it in there. Let's hear it.
All right, you're gonna love it. It's my new song about the summer. It's right for the season. Here we go. Okay, sorry, that was just another...
Give me a break!
Just another give me a break. But...
God, I'm having so much gas.
Oh, God.
Those carrot cake Oreos.
He did that the whole way through the song.
Well, give me a break!
I should have held my hand over your mouth.
Well, it worked last time. You was holding everything in last time. That's why it's coming out.
Oh, God. Well, sorry, I'll bring it next week, everybody. Don't worry.
Oh, wow. Well, now you got me all excited for the single.
I'll
tell you another Oreo.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Oh, God. Look at my face, how smooth it is.
It's that beautiful. Dear, your skin is beyond compare.
Dear, I'm so excited because the mask that you gave me, dear, with the lace doily, dear, it's reusable. You can put it back in the bag and just sop up all the juices.
Oh, yes. Dear, you even look beautiful with a lace doily mask on your face.
Dear, please.
Oh, my.
I look terrible, I'm sure.
No. You look like Princess Diana.
Very beautiful. You guys just came here to give each other so much loving on the air.
Oh, no. We also found this on the floor. Is this your napkin, Kendall Power?
No, that's not mine. Get it away from me.
Oh, dear. I said this could be Kendall's napkin because you had that smudge on your face earlier.
Well,
and this looked like what it would look like if you had wiped it off.
Well, Mr. Stoutbottom, as soon as I put a napkin down and I'm done with it, it no longer becomes a napkin. My OCD can't handle it. It's too gross.
Oh, Kendall, can you...
Same thing happens with food on a plate.
Oh.
Dear, you're very odd, dear.
Very odd, Barbara. We'll have to talk about this all later, though.
I'm calling Dr. Blathers.
All right. Well, as soon as you two get through with whatever you're doing in here, let's pack up this booth and get back to the hotel.
Oh, yes, dear. We must get back and start packing before it's too late.
Oh, yes.
Cliff, is it time for a host match?
It's funny you should ask. It is.
Or is that a surprise?
That was a surprise.
I saw that big sign on your paper said host match.
Host match. Do not give away. No, here we go. Kendall, it's a regularly scheduled segment on the show. It's called
Host Match.
Where the object is for the hosts to match.
Although you'd never know it.
Yes, you would. I have full faith.
I just mean in the past, not this time.
Kenana, who said it? If you have one foot in the future and one in the past, you're pissing on the present. Aunt Gloria said this. She said, my husband drinks champagne out of my shoe. And Gloria's you never heard of that?
No.
You know how people do it like on a bachelor party? You're supposed to drink champagne out of the bride's shoe.
Are you? I would never do that.
Yeah, well, I know
I'm
you.
I'm too would. OCD.
I
didn't want to hear about those stories.
No, that's a famous. It is a.
It's really?
A custom, yeah, and it's even on. There's the special Snoopy Gets Married, and they have a bachelor party in Snoopy's doghouse, which is real spacious.
Well, Cliff, you were in my wedding party, and you never gave me a shoe full of champagne.
I know for 100% fact that I asked you about it, told you about it, and then told you this story.
And I probably was like, oh, I don't want to drink one.
But they borrow a shoe that was, they borrow a shoe that was Schroeder's mother's, and it doesn't work out exactly right because it was an open-toed shoe, and all the champagne just glides right out.
Dummies.
But anyway, Kendall, this brings us back to the middle of our first host match question. And, so the woman says, hey, my husband drinks champagne out of my shoe.
Got it.
And then the friend says, that's nothing. My husband drinks champagne out of my blank.
One, two, three. My butt.
Butthole.
Host match.
There we go. Off to a good start.
Off to a good start.
Uh-oh. Dr. Frankenstein got into trouble with the city council. Not for digging up dead bodies, but for blank.
One, two, three. Having sex with
her. Using too much electricity.
Well, same thing.
Sex with candle. You always go to the sex with the dead bodies. Well, always. First, that's your first stop.
That was how many bad jokes I heard about it.
Okay. Kendall, there's this Hollywood star, all right? And the Hollywood star's husband said, my wife, the Hollywood starlet, is all show business. She's all show business. She makes me applaud after she blanks.
One, two, three. Hashtag shit. Close.
And are you in this dead sex?
Well, I just thought it was a theme.
No.
Got it.
It's not.
All right.
Kendall, Charlie the chef can only make his specialty, which is called Charlie the Chef's Surprise. He can only make it once. Kendall, that's because the surprise ingredient in Charlie the Chef's Surprise is Charlie's blank.
One, two, three. It's penis.
Wiener.
Yes.
There you go.
That's a surprise.
That's the definitive answer. Kendall, the robotic woman told the robotics engineer, I think you overcharged my battery. My blank is glowing in the dark.
One, two, three. My vagina. Look at all these matches. Host match.
I can't believe it. All right, we have one more.
Okay.
Here we go.
It's time to ruin it all.
Ruin it all, Kendall. This is it. Double or nothing. Weird Willie was so... Oh, no. I guess he was so weird.
So weird.
How weird was he? This is how weird. He was arrested at the bird sanctuary for blanking a whippoorwill.
One, two, three. Having sex with.
Whipping. A whippoorwill. Which might have been part of some bondage sex routine.
Well, he thought that was a song.
Thought it was whipping the whippoorwill.
That was a lot of good matches, though. I'm proud of
that. That was a good round.
Good
a
round.
Host match.
See, living in the now.
Living
being
in
happy.
The now, being happy, cats and dogs. It's all related.
Circle of life.
Oh, the circle of Cliff and Kendall. What a waste. When I look at our wastes, that's what I think. What a waste.
It's quite a waste.
Oh.
Cliff, are there any more segments? That's all it is, right?
That's all it is,
that's
baby.
That's all it is. And we did it our way.
Kendall, I've got to go. I've got to go listen to more Madam X. I need very much to hear the next song.
Well, I'm going to have to come and listen to some of those. I want to see what it's all about. Sounds good.
You're going to love it.
You're going to love it. All right, we'll see you here next week.
All right.
Oh, I have a quote.
Oh, quote it.
God, I almost forgot.
Oh, I have a quote too.
Dogs are not our whole life, but they make our lives whole.
Oh.
Roger Karras.
Oh, Kendall, quit talking about your hole.
Oh, is this your quote?
Yeah, this is it. That you'll have mercy on me, please, dear God, to live inside. All right, I'm clear.
And who said that? And I'm Kendall.
Adam
next week. Teach me to forgive myself. Turn it up.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for listening to today's show.
Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.podbean.com.
Eat on that one, Americans.